The president laid out his case. He chose the National Archives, which is certainly an unusual venue. I can't recall the last time a president delivered a speech from that shrine to democracy. He spoke in the Rotunda, which is, of course, a home to the original copy of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And then you had this former Vice President Cheney speech going on just a little bit later at the American Enterprise Institute. It really was extraordinary. You had the previous administration in the figure of the vice president defending its policies, President Obama attacking those policies, saying they were hasty, they were ill-conceived, they dealt with fear more than foresight, and the vice president shooting back that it is President Obama's national security that is making the country less safe. So really an extraordinary display, extraordinary debate.
Let's widen that out a little bit and go to Congress. They had a supplemental that they voted on for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Part of that was funding for the president's desire to close Guantanamo, which they rejected.
Well, this is just really fascinating, and I think that one of the most interesting people to have watched in all of this sort of do a policy pirouette was a Virginia Senate Democrat, James Webb, who was a vocal opponent of the of Guantanamo Bay and how awful a facility it was, and it was immoral and so on and so forth. Now governance meets politics, and you sort of have a different story because these Senate Democrats don't want these suspected terrorists housed in facilities in their state.
They must be hearing from their constituents in Virginia, because Alexandria, which
right,
is
exactly.
My hometown, by the way,
exactly.
has been dedicated, they say, toward housing and trying previous detainees,
right.
and so it would be a likely location. And even though we don't hear all that much about it, there's got to be an outcry from citizens about this.
I personally have heard from people in Alexandria about their concern that this would take place, but doesn't matter really what I hear or what's going on there. What mattered was that the elected representatives of these people stopped it. Many of the Democrats who were in favor of closing Guantanamo suddenly realized, where are these detainees going to go? Now, for his part, President Obama was somewhat clear about that yesterday. He said that he wants trials in civilian courts. Those who are not eligible for such a thing could face military commission trials, something he opposed during the campaign. He also said others would be returned to another country, although it's unclear which country would take them. And the president added that he would favor prolonged detention without trial, another thing he had opposed.
Yeah, that's
Here
true.
Again, you see, he is now the commander-in-chief. He's not a candidate for the presidency of the United States. Remember what he said at his news conference back in, I think, February or April, about how he was enamored of meeting U.S. service members, the men and women in uniform. You know, this is a new hat Barack Obama is wearing as commander-in-chief, and it's a new set of responsibilities.
We're talking with CNN's Dick Giuliano. So it sounds like he's really not changing the policy
not
very much with respect to how the detainees are actually disposed of, and instead focused on the symbol of that, which is just a
closing
prison.
The site.
It's just a site for holding people.
Well, he's sticking to his guns that Guantanamo is an immoral place, that it has made Americans less safe, and that it will be closed at year end. He has a task force, a tiger team, currently exploring the disposition of what will be done with these something like 240 inmates. And, I think one of the key lines in the president's speech yesterday was his contention that, this problem with Guantanamo Bay was not created by his decision to close it. He contends it was created by the Bush administration's decision to open it.
And I wonder how long that line will continue to serve the administration, frankly. We're, past the honeymoon period. We're into the working government. And I hear the Interior Secretary still continuing to say things about the Bush administration, which, listen, they won. And clearly people were repudiating the voters, a lot of the policies of the past. But isn't there a point at which the administration has to start standing on its own feet and not, the proverbial third envelope about blaming your predecessor?
Well, You know, I think the president is. I mean, he is critical of previous administration policies, but he certainly has mapped out his own policy. And I think what he's finding is some of it is difficult to implement because of various responsibilities, and now these Senate Democrats basically rebelling. But he promised to stick to his policy of closing Guantanamo, and said that in the end it's the right thing to do, and will make the nation safer. And I think with the whole underlying current of former Vice President Cheney's speech yesterday was he doesn't believe that. He thinks Obama administration policies are making the nation less safe.
And is it clear whether or not the president can get this done if members of Congress don't cooperate with the appropriation?
Well, no, certainly not. I mean, you know, really the bottom line always is in Washington is that Congress controls the purse strings.
Right.
And the president has surprisingly little power under the Constitution if Congress does not go along. Will Congress go along eventually? You would think that they would. You would think that certainly the president has some succor in certain Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who wonders why anyone believes that these individuals would not be secured in Florence, Colorado, or any of the other supermax prisons, and which all federal prisons, which already hold some convicted terrorists.
Well,
Dr. Elias Moussaoui, for example.
That's right.
But
he's deep in the hole there.
That's true. And we do have, I mean, there are other people who have, even the man accused of bombing the World Trade Center the first time. The Sheikh, I can't remember his name.
Ramzi bin al-Shib.
Bin al-Shib has been in prison for, a very long time here in the United States. But it's not quite the same as having people involved in the 9/11 attacks or the aftermath thereof, I guess, is the thinking, come to America and possibly even be released on American soil. That's the big concern.
Well, it's something that's going to have to be worked out. It obviously is a vexing issue. President Obama has called it a mess. But, the reality is, you've got some individuals there, who some countries don't want them. You know, the Uyghurs are a good example of that. China, apparently would persecute these individuals if they were taken back. A federal judge has ruled that they must be freed. They are not a risk to safety. And yet, you have, Democrats in Congress saying, not in my state. So you wonder what is going to happen here. What's going to be the final solution to all of this?
Well, sounds like a Chinese proverb. Many mops spread the mess. I don't know. I just made that up.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
It be.
It's been
okay.
Great talking with you.
See ya.